Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Yeah. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Tell it to every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening? Hey, hey, hey. How are you guys doing? Happy Sunday. We are back at it another week. Yes, I am ready. Thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. I am your host and welcome my awesome sauce co-host, one of the hardest working men in New York, Moby. What's happening?
Yo, what's up, Black? Happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? To co-host this joint with you. We're gonna get into it. You know what I'm saying? Another real talk episode. You know how we do every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there listening. It's another one. So kick back, roll up something. You know, pour up something, and you know, kick it with us.
All right. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? You know, we do this thing, you know what I'm saying? We co-host with each other. So amazing, and I love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh,
when he do
definitely.
His segments,
you
know. You know what, though? Like for real.
What's up?
When I'm hosting the segment, I do my thing. Yeah, you chime in from time to time. When you hosting your segment, you know what I'm saying, and I get quiet, then he'd be like, well, where you at?
Yeah, I do. I'd be like, yo, you know, I be commenting, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo, Black. Like,
Mo don't have a lot to say about a lot, but when he get in his segment, I slide back and let him do his thing, you know?
I'm in my zone.
He's like, where you at? He got other segments that he hosts too, y'all. Y'all, he'll come with him. He was doing the porn segment. He was doing some other stuff. But, you know, Mo being, somebody asked me about that. They were like, does Mo still do the porn segment? I said, you got to let Mo just chime in tonight when he get ready. He'll come in.
I'm gonna turn that back up. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to turn that back up. We're about to go into the spring.
Mo is the king of segments. You know, cover the topic and run with it, and then Mo just have these segments that he wants to implement. Whatever he wants to see changed on the show, he just come up with something and be like, this is what we're going to do.
You know how we
and
do
then,
it. Exactly.
You know, when he get bored of it, then you don't see it. So,
you know, I'll bench it or something. You know,
shout out to our top
complex.
5 countries tuning in. Shout out again and again. Thank you very much for everybody that's tuning in, listening to the real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I know we crazy, but we honest. United Kingdom coming in at number 2. We have Canada coming in at number 3. We have Australia coming in at number 4. And Mexico coming in at number 5. Thank you guys for tuning in. And everybody else that tunes in too across the world, tell a friend and another friend to tune in. And let's get this thing popping. You know, you want to get up in that top 5. You know, tune in. Let's get it done. So how was your week?
Yes, indeed. My week was cool, man. So first off, I just want to shout out, because as we head into a new week, I'm so glad this Mercury retrograde is over. Like, I felt that energy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but my week is
over.
Still cool.
What are you talking about?
No. Today's the last day of the Mercury.
No, it's
not.
Week.
I've been following this. Yeah, yes, it is.
No,
yes,
you see,
no,
we'll, you know, here we go. Let me do this really quick because you touched on it, and we want to give honest and upfront information, okay? So, you know, you kind of got to be deeper into, like, the astrology part to know that, right? And so most people will say, okay, the retrograde goes from this time to that time, but they always, like, kind of cut it off, right? And it's not so, because just like you have, you know, the period before you go into the retrograde, you got the period after the retrograde, which is still retrograde, essentially. We're not going to be out of the clear until around the 19th. Let me find my calendar here. We're not going to be around the clear until, like, the 19th, because we have that after portion of it, which still stands, you know, in honesty as the retrograde. The actual retrograde isn't over, I think, until I think the main portion, like the retrograde itself, is today. Tomorrow we have the super moon. So wherever you are, look up
that's
the super moon for tomorrow. But we are still in retrograde, so I'm looking for my calendar.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, Black, that's what I meant to say. So, basically, you know, all right, you know, you touched on it somewhat, but I'm saying the major part of the storm comes to an end tonight. And I've just been feeling that energy. And what I'm just saying is, in my past week, you know, I've been maintaining, strategizing and stuff like that, but I felt certain things, like, just not as clear as normal. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy that tomorrow, you know, it kind of ceases a little bit. But – you know, but, like, it was a lot of things that was revealed to me this last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as I told you, because each season I'm, like, a different person. So I'm kind of gearing up. I can already kind of feel the change in weather and, like, just my appearance is changing. And then my wife, she pulled one of my moves on her. So if you know me, if you see me, y'all know we talk, you know what I'm saying? We do the show every Sunday. But when you really see me on a day-to-day basis, and that's what's so dope about our show is how we, like, can, you know, come together, you know what I'm saying, and do this on a Sunday, but then we got our personal lives and, you know, we do our thing. So long story short, like, if you really see me, you'll know that I never, like I said, with the seasons, I change. Like, I'm like an actor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll grow my hair out. I'll cut my hair off. I'll do something else. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, my wife, she has been, converting over to like a natural or like, you know, you know how like she was kind of, I forgot what they call it, but like when you kind of like let your perm grow out, you just grow, you know, go over more natural. A lot of women are doing this, right? So the last like 2 to 3 years, my wife has been very natural with her look. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, it's cool. I mean, I always respect my wife. You know what I'm saying? And I know she, like, you know, just taking care of her hair. And she, you know what I'm saying? She wants to make sure that it is maintained. So my wife always had long, nice hair. You know what I'm saying? That's what attracted me to her. Not that I care about that, but that's what just attracted me to her when I first met her. But anyway, so long story short, she's been as natural. And then yesterday, I come home from work, and I just see, like, the old school, my old school version of my wife. She all permed up and, you know what I'm saying, just looking, or not even permed up, her hair was just straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was so used to her just natural vibes. It was just like, damn, like, okay, this is the person I fell in love with. You know what I'm saying? This is the person that, you know what I'm saying? So it was like a cool little switch up. So, you know what I'm saying? So that was cool.
So let me tell you this so I can jump back in the studio really quick so I can get off of this calendar. Okay, the
retrograde
right. Is not 4 weeks, it's 8.
You was on this retrograde. You just want me to keep having
yes,
bad luck.
It's 8
like,
weeks, okay? So
you like, nah.
You have the pre-shadow phase. And
oh,
then
man.
You have the Mercury retrograde station. And then you have the Mercury retrograde phase, and then you have the post-shadow phase, okay? So as of today, which is the 9th, we are in the Mercury direct station, the 9th and the 10th, we're in direct station. The post-shadow phase will go from the 11th through the 15th. Right? And it'll be strong. It'll be a stronger portion of the post-shadow phase. And then the 16th through the 30th, it's in the weaker phase. So we're actually not fully out until March the 31st. So it's just not, it's not going to be as crazy. It's not going to be like, you know, I mean, this, you know, it took a toll on me. You know, my mouth has really put me in some situations with this retrograde here. And, the one thing that worked for me is that I got a Reiki healing, and we'll talk. Did we talk about that before?
A little bit. You touched on that last week somewhat.
Yeah, that actually helped me out a lot with this retrograde because my mouth had just got me in some situations. So, yeah, but go ahead. You got back to your old wife.
Yeah, so, you know, so my wife just switched it back up on me, and that was cool. And then, you know, it's just a, you know, like I said, it was like just a strategy, you know, week for me, and it was just some cool surprises, and just in a week, you know what I'm saying. But I'm ready to go for next week because I told you I switched up my like kind of routine on how I'm doing things. So I'm like hitting my stride slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? All the seeds I've been planting is starting to grow a little bit. So I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to hit on all cylinders and spring forward. You know what I'm
saying?
I love
the
way
that you fall back in love with your wife over and over again. I just want to say that.
I do.
It can be certain situations. You'd be like, oh, I fell in love with her all over again. I love that.
I do. Yeah, no, I do. And, you know, people that's married, I guess they'll understand that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I definitely, I guess, fell back in love with my wife. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need some, like, inspiration to get you there, some motivation or something like that. And so I'm feeling it, man. We back on good, and it's perfect going into like a new season. So that's why I said spring forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, so today was the first day that we the clocks went up a hour, so the days are going to start to get longer.
At 2 a.m.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and you gotta see the
wait. So
the weather
spring
starts
forward.
To change.
I thought your days would be shorter.
No, the days look. So when we go back,
yeah,
we'll be coming
like
out of
tomorrow afternoon. When it would be 1, it'll actually be 2, so it's going to be shorter. Yeah,
no,
your days are going to be shorter.
No, listen to me, Black. What I'm trying to say is your days as far as sunlight gets longer. That's what I mean. So what I'm saying is right now, you know, is because we had lost an hour or whatever, with the nights are longer. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, up until, you know, today, I mean, up until yesterday, like, it would get dark at, like, what, 5 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So now you're going to start to, it's going to start to change. Now it's going to be, like, 6, 7, 8. And then by the time you get to the summer, it gets dark at, like, yeah, about 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said your
right.
days are starting to get longer. That's what I'm saying.
Well, as far as the sun goes, yeah. Because I know at 2 o'clock it's going to be 3, and then it's going to be like, what the hell? Because I got to go to work tomorrow. But
so, yeah, so that's my whole point with, like, you know, how, like, I think, yeah. So what I was just going to say is that's my whole point with the retrograde. It just seems like, for me, I'm just, you know, I can't speak on you or whoever else, but for my feeling is I can it seems like the best part of it, I mean, not the most potent part of the retrograde, for me, is over because of the spring forward. And like I said, it seemed like we're going to have a new moon and certain things. You know what I'm saying? I just feel the energy of the universe somewhat. I know I sound a little, you know what I'm saying, a little off the wall, but I do. So, you know, that's it. What up, Smooth?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel sorry for all those people that have weak hearts because, you know, the majority of your heart attacks happen during daylight savings time, you know.
Your natural clock is off or somewhat. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never really heard that, but I can see that. I can probably see that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can throw people's, you know, off balance a little bit.
I mean, because
it's
manufactured. There is no such thing as daylight saving time. The majority of the countries don't do that shit. They don't participate in it. So you're used to a specific time, but then all of a sudden, motherfucker, you lose an hour. You know, it throws you off, and then bam, heart attack. Oh shit!
Yeah, it throws your body off.
Mm-hmm.
You need to kind of pace yourself for these certain energies that comes your way. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's all with your nervous system to me as well. So, you know, like, whenever you feel yourself getting a little too anxiety is kicking in, or you just feel yourself just not feeling right. That's why it's always good to just take those deep breaths, and I just calms your nervous system down and, you know, get your breathing back right and, you know, you get your nerves back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'd rather get some head coming to this mouth.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that's even better. You guys,
this nigga
gonna
breathe.
Sexual healing.
I ain't trying to breathe like
Marvin
that.
some Marvin Gaye. You know what I'm saying? That's sexual healing. That's a real thing.
All
go
right.
Go
so let's talk about my week
put
here.
Put some balls in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn,
how
I ain't even
talk
about my week, but all right, fine.
I know.
Then. What's going on, Hunky? Hello, Cracker.
This is gonna be a wild show tonight.
Oh man,
I
had such
an
amazing week this week.
What's up?
And the energy was simply amazing. I got a lot more things done, you know, around the house, and the house is coming together so amazingly. Like it's amazingly. It's amazingly amazing. I don't know how to, like, I'm just so proud of all of the work that I've done. And I'm actually gearing up for, you know, as I touched on briefly, the super moon. So that's going to be like 5:48 Eastern time, which is, you know, when the super moon comes in. So I will definitely start probably around 2:30. Do something like that, doing my practices and so on and so forth. So tomorrow will be a long day for me because I am going to get my shine on, you know. The Reiki healing that I did, you know, last Sunday was kind of like a gateway. I felt so amazing, but I actually see the improvements as far as, like, you know, my patience with people and not reacting to how people, you know, not responding to how people, you know, when they out of pocket and how they put themselves for it. I haven't been responding as I normally would because most of the time it's them that got a fucked up day. It's them that's trying to throw off your day or, you know, it's just them. And so, you know, yeah, some people can say things to, you know, get on your nerves or whatever the case may be. But if you don't respond to it and you don't feed into it, then, you know, their mission has been failed, you know. So, you know, it was a situation where my the person that's over me at work, she sent out an email and I responded. I responded very short because I was super focused on what I was doing. And the bitch hit me back and said, Well, are you okay? You know, because, you know, when things happen, I like to know if you're okay because, you know I need my job. I like to get my hair and nails and stuff done like that. So, you know, I'm checking on you. So what the bitch was saying to me was, like, okay, you responded to me like that. You must don't want a job, right? And
yeah,
I said, you know, I heard her, and I let that pass me by, right? And so, you know, I had the conversation at that point because, you know, I had to have the conversation. But at that point, I just shut down for the rest of the week. And I've been learning to deal with, you know what I'm saying, her in that manner. I just shut down and don't talk. And when she keeps pushing, you know, I understand at that point that she has the problem. You know what I'm saying? When somebody just keeps nagging you, keep trying to make your job hard because they feel in some type of way. And so I actually learned how to deal with that, and it rocked out. And so the good part of that is tomorrow is my last day being under her. And I said to myself, like, you know, hey, if we make it through today, you know, we good to go. You know what I'm saying? And
you said
you
tomorrow,
know,
tomorrow.
I'm not the type to go and talk to nobody else. When I talk to people about her, I still push her up. I still lift her up. I still, you know, do what I do because I'm not a hater. And I don't have to fight the battle. I can let the universe fight the battle for me. But she, in hindsight, in general, she's cool. But, it, you know, she's just been having these moments lately that kind of just make me step back and be like, what you going through? But, you know, that Reiki kind of opened up the doors for that, for me to be like, it's not me, it's her. Regardless, if it was me, you know, it's about how you respond to it. So if I did something, it's how she responded to whatever it was that I did that, you know, throws the whole situation out of balance. You know,
yes.
It's how I respond to what she do that throws the situation out of balance.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
So, and you're saying it's you say
yeah,
like tomorrow's your last day that you got to work under her? Tomorrow, right?
Yep.
So look at that.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, see, I'll see
how
that threat to HR. Fuck all that.
Well, you know what? Like, listen, I let the universe handle it because the universe can handle it way better than I can, and it's less stressful for me. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
it looks like it
you know,
handled,
I just
you're not under her.
Gave
I
it over
see,
to the universe.
The game
right.
of Thrones
you know what I'm saying? I gave it over to the
effect,
universe.
Regardless of the universe, right, an idle threat is still an idle threat. So to make sure
right,
that the bitch don't
what?
Keep trying
it
to
it's all good.
Man,
I don't have the time. I don't have the patience.
HR.
I don't have any of that. Like, the one
that's
thing that I told you to touch on is my anxiety. You know, that's mental.
DC,
I don't
HR,
give a shit. It all worked out.
10, and there it goes.
Okay.
HR,
it all worked out. And I was quiet. You see, I didn't say anything to just now. I've
yeah.
been going through this with weeks
you
for weeks with her.
Job.
You know what I'm saying?
Snitch, you know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, no, you don't. You have snitch to the universe. And guess what?
Yeah,
it moves
no,
me. So now if I don't move for whatever reason and that I go in tomorrow and they're like, well, I know you were supposed to get, you know, whatever, this other position, but, you know, you're still there. Now, at that point, then I'll have to look at how to make it comfortable for me going forward.
No.
But as long as I don't have to be there, you just slide around. You know, that's how that works.
Yeah.
So,
then
you know, that yeah. part, so I'm very excited about tomorrow. It's so much happening for tomorrow. Super moon, my last day in this position. You know, I got promoted to a new position, so that's coming up. And gosh, man, what else? Like, just, you know, it's so amazing. I'm really focused. I'm about to do something new next week, and I'll tell you guys about it when I come on for the photo shoot. Come on for the show on next Sunday. I may be in just a tad bit late because of the time that my photo shoot starts. If I can't bump it up at least an hour, I may just be in on a tad bit late. But I have a photo shoot next Sunday. And I said I wanted to do something very different that I don't see a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do a natural photo shoot. And a lot of people love my hair with my, you know, my mohawk and my dreads. And I'm going to do that. I'm not going to put any makeup on, no foundation, no none of that. I'm just going to put, like, a little lip gloss on my lips, and it's going to be one of those, like, one of those home body shoots. But it's going to be professional. So it's, like, you know, T-shirt and panties and, you know, boy shorts and, you know, things
okay.
like that.
Yeah,
so I'm going to utilize the space.
On?
Huh?
I said a
Dina Howard.
Dina
Howard t-shirt and pants. You know the song, girl.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the house utilizing my space in the house for this photo shoot. So I just wanted to make it fun. I didn't want to go out for this one because, you know, I go out generally. So I just, you know, I want to make it, like, really fun and exciting inside of the house. And I know that I will be able to do that. So kind of cool. So I'm just trying something different and see how that works. So I'm really excited to get in front of the camera with him. He's awesome. He's so awesome. The guy who does
the same,
my photos
is this the
now.
Same? Is this the same guy that did the photo shoot when you had the, what was it? It was like the 4th of July. You had like the
American flag bathing suit.
Yeah. Is this the same one?
Yep.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, he's good. I like his work.
Yeah.
That photo shoot was my favorite one. I thought that was dope.
So the guy who I used to shoot with before, like, he's decent, but he was more on amateur level. This guy is, like, legit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
he
gets it done. So,
yeah,
he knows how to get it done.
Good. And, you know, the ambience.
So, yeah, that's my week this week, and I have a full week ahead of me. And I'm so happy, and I'm ready to get into it and, you know, get some things done. You guys may want to look up some different rituals to do for the supermoon. It's just like it really goes after what it is that you're asking for, you know, in such a major way. So be specific about what it is that you want. You know, think positive. You know, this is the year of karma. So whatever you've been putting out in the universe for the last few years, if you've been, you know, putting out good karma, you've been helping people and, you know, you've been, you know, going that extra mile, all of that stuff is going to start coming back to you in 2020. If you've been that asshole, that person is trying to get over, that cutthroat individual using people, guess what? All of that is going to start coming back to you in 2020. So I'm just really excited about 2020. I'm ready because I know what type of person that I am.
That's what's up.
Yeah, HR hits in.
How was your week, Smooth?
Oh, man, shit, I'm still on playing the game. HR hits in. But other than that, man, my week did it. HR hits in. But the thing is, don't get me wrong, I understand everybody handles situations differently, right? Some people are proactive, some people are reactive. Some people, like Black said, she don't let the universe handle it and all this other good shit. I don't believe in allowing an outside entity, right, to handle my business. It's just not in me. Like, when you say that the universe handle it, at the end of the day, depending on your religion or depending on what you believe in, like, let's say we go with Christianity, right? God helps those who help themselves, right? So let's say God helps those who help themselves. You still have to be, I ain't done talking. You still have to be proactive. You still have to put things in motion that's going to be beneficial to you. This broad did an idle threat. A threat is a threat. All right, okay, cool. But you see, when it comes down to the job site, yeah, man, fuck it. Man, teach you that bitch to HR. But you still smiling in her face like ain't shit wrong because the motherfucker would try to cut your throat and smile in your face at the same time. That was a threat. Like, what you mean? If I wanted my job, I like my job, I like to get my nails and hair done. Like, fuck all that, bitch, you crazy. I don't give a fuck what's going on in your life, bitch. Don't you ever threaten me and my money. You threaten my money, it's like threatening my kids, nigga. Nah, right. I take the shit personal. Like, for some reason, I got mad hearing the statement because she's fucking with you. But, you know, we living in a different time right now. You letting the universe, you being all peaceful and shit. Nah, nigga, I'm still on some wars, bitch. If I even think that you're coming after me, I'm doing my best to destroy you. So other than that, man, my week is fine. My week was good, man. I do know, you know, I had some pussy, got some head. You know, today a nigga older, so I pretty much spend my day by myself because I don't like being bothered.
Shit.
I don't
well,
like being bothered. Lord,
man.
I said I don't like being bothered, so I don't give a fuck about having girl chasing and shit. I don't even like motherfuckers tell me that shit. I got like a shitload of news and videos. Motherfuckers sending me
why
cars.
You took my little whole happy birthday thing and killed it.
What?
I was singing this whole little happy birthday song.
Your birthday is the same day as my mother's. So that's what's up. Interesting.
Oh, I'm so happy your mama shares the day of greatness.
No doubt, man. Y'all Pisces. Y'all Pisces is running strong, man. All right. That's what's up.
Tell her I said you're welcome for making the day great.
No doubt. No doubt.
Can you be in a relationship with someone with mediocre sex?
Yes.
I'll wait. Let y'all speak on it. Then I'll come back.
That was me.
Smooth.
That was me. Like,
you
say
yes, smooth?
Listen to me. When I say, can you be in a relationship with somebody with mediocre sex? Yeah, you could be in a relationship with somebody with mediocre sex. That don't mean you're gonna be the only relationship I'm in. Like, trust me, I got a bitch
now.
She got mediocre sex. She got three of my kids. You see what I'm saying? But she has mediocre sex. Yes, we are in a relationship with other bitches. But when it was just her and I, and that sex was like, wow, girl.
Just you and her, not other bitches. Just you and her.
No, you said relationship. You ain't defined the relationship on the fucking the description. There's multiple types of relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know,
so,
like,
yeah.
I was gonna say,
can you be in a relationship with somebody with mediocre sex? Of course you can. I'm not with her for the sex. Because, you know, it's like, wow, it's gotten worse over the years. Damn, bitch. When I first met your boy, look, I got a mouth right, man. I had got her head to the point. Man, under 5 minutes, bro, I was coming like, yeah. Now her head just like, wow. So I don't know if she sucked another nigga dick and just lost all the traction she used to have. But whatever happens, bitch, you need to get that back. I'm like, man, bro, I remember when that head used to be good, that mouth used to be juicy. Now that mouth just, wah, wah, wah. It don't make my toes, it don't make my legs shake. You know, you ever had a bro suck your dick, man? Boy, that leg just don't shake like, woohoo! Yeah, that's how it used to be, So, yeah, to answer your question, can I be in a relationship with somebody with mediocre sex? Yeah, I can. Am I going to cheat on you? Of course I can. Hey, that don't mean I don't love you.
You ain't shit.
Hey, motherfucker,
you ain't shit, man. Mo Benz, I already know your answer. Go ahead.
You already know my answer. Wait, hold on. How you already know my answer? I even said it.
Because you said it. You said
yeah.
Okay. All right. So my thing is this. It's two parts to this answer for me. So as far as can I be in a relationship with mediocre with a person with mediocre sex? To me, I'm going to make the shit, I always say this shit, like, I mean, like, hashtag happily married man, but I always say this shit over and over and over again. I adapt to a woman, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I'm going to, like, anytime I've met a woman, I've always sized her up first, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already sizing her up, like, kind of like a fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm about to fight somebody, I'm like, damn, how can I get the advantage on this, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to women, I'm the same way, like, because I'm a natural lustful type of guy. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in that zone, you know what I'm saying? I'm like a lion looking for like a damn zebra. You know what I'm saying? So what the point I'm trying to say is I'm going to find what she's good at, and that's what's going to make it bomb for me. You know what I'm saying? So like Smooth said, if she got good mouth, then I'm going to want that head. But if she got a big ass, all I got to do is just be like face down, ass up, arch that shit right. Boom. You know what I'm saying? That I'm all day. She got some big ass titties that I like. Okay. And I see she know how to ride. Okay. I want you to get on top of this thing. Let me see what you do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to adjust accordingly. Now, if the shit was just whack, 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 I don't even think I would have stepped to her in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Because it was something that I didn't see in her. You know what I'm saying? So I guess in that part, then no, because I wouldn't even gave it a type of, if I'm not attracted, like if I'm attracted to a female, it's something that's going to make me bring something out of her. So You know, so that's my question. I mean, the answer to my question for you. So I don't know if you had that answer for me, Black, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's up? I didn't get it. So is it yeah or no?
Get it? I'm trying to, well, I don't think it wouldn't be mediocre is what I'm trying to say. If I'm with that person,
it's not mediocre. No, it don't work that way. It's either yes or no.
How do it work?
Can you be in a relationship with somebody with mediocre sex?
And no.
All right, so now you change the answer. All right. Then answer no.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Because at one point, Mo, you know, you said, you know, you don't want somebody at home that know how to do all of that, and you don't want, you know, a freak at home, and, you know,
your wife has to conform to you.
We got to talk about it.
And I'm explain what I, because I think it was misinterpreted. You know what I'm saying? So you go ahead. What you thought I was going to say?
So mediocre sex is just like she's not a freak, you know, she just, you know, she get down, she give you some pussy, she ain't really throwing it back, you know, all that old extra, you know what I'm saying? She ain't extra. And, you know, ain't no toys, ain't no none of that shit in the bedroom, you know, it's just whatever.
So what
now,
what
you
I'm
said yourself
to
you don't like
toys
in the bedroom, you don't want food in the bedroom. Your sex life mediocre anyways.
Wait, hold on. See, that interpretation is kind of fucked up, because, like, well, my interpretation of mediocre sex is even with all that shit, your sex still whack. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So
well, you got some women
this.
Like that too. Now you do that.
Right.
That can do all that shit, and they shit still be garbage. But
Let's get this right. When I have sex, I have great sex. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm this is what I'm about to make a point. I don't like toys because to me, I think that takes away from it for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm the toy. You know what I'm saying? Or you're my toy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need the toys. And then as far as food. Food is for me eating food for nourishment. It's not for to have some sexual. I'm gonna bring the sexual pleasure. So, for me, what's bomb sex for me is our attraction to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like how the shit jumps off. Like if I just meet this person and then all of a sudden we got a vibe and we fucked that same night or something like that, or, you know, whatever. Like, certain things enhance sex to me. So like, weed. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know if you ever had sex on weed. You know what I'm saying? Like oh shit. We just smoked a blunt or we smoked a joint, and now we just, you know what I'm saying, for a female that's into that smokes, you know what I'm saying, and then we fuck after that. That shit is going to be amazing. And then I want to set the ambiance, you know what I'm saying, so let's have the right music playing, you know what I'm saying, like let's have the playlist, and then like lights. Let me get the lighting right, you know what I'm saying, so let me put on a red light or let me put on a, let's, you know what I'm saying, like let's set the whole mood, you know what I'm saying, I want it to be a vibe, you know what I'm saying, so just because I don't like toys and eating and shit like that don't mean that I don't turn up. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get that established. You know what I'm saying? When I fuck, I fuck. And I don't make love. I don't have sex. I fuck. And that's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? And preferably when I really get into my zone, I like to have like a nice little drink, some weed, and let's turn all the way up. You know what I'm saying? And let's set the ambiance. Let's get a telly so we can just go all out so you can just let loose. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to sex, that's how I feel about it. So I don't have – it's no point. I'd rather just not have sex if it's going to be mediocre. So I just want to establish that. That's it.
Oh, no, listen. Fuck all that, bitch.
So
you
listen,
my
I
bed.
Just seen a dude. Is it okay for a dude to call a stud chick, bae?
It's a bitch.
Yeah, but she's
no,
straight stud. Straight.
No. See, let me tell you something. I done fucked a few studs in my life. Ain't no such thing as a straight stud. So I don't know what the fuck that means. So when you
a
say...
So young,
okay
young,
for,
young M.A. You think young M.A. sexy?
No, but I'd hit. I remember the bitch from like, what, 5 years ago. You see what I'm saying? So when I smashed young M.A. from 5 years ago, yeah, because like, the bitch was still...
No, now. Of now. Right now. Today.
If she paid me,
nah.
Yeah, I'd give her some dick.
Nah, like me, with me, I would want to smash another chick with MA. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, like, run train. Like, all right, I go first, you go second, then we switch up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to bang MA, but I would love
to. Yeah, like, right now. Because I'm finna give my answer, but I just seen a nigga jump up and say, that's bae. Like, she talking, and he like, that's bae. Huh?
Is he hitting a bitch? Like, because I know a lot of
No, he just said, that's bae. Like, I'm like, huh?
First of all, I don't even use the word big, but
real talk.
In my lifetime, I done fucked around, and I fucked this bitch right. I fucked the bitch on a death. Bitch
Boom.
Was tall and shit, and shit.
In
the bitch
office.
Was. The bitch was
you
ugly.
Office.
You see what I'm saying? But I had to fuck the bitch on a death because I lost the death, so I had to wind up fucking the bitch right. Man, when I tell you. That pussy was so good.
Yo.
So I had a secret love affair with the bitch. I was like, I'm telling the bitch, don't you tell nobody. You feel me? Now,
well,
like, real nigga shit. Let me tell you. Notice it was a dare, nigga. I lost the dare. You know what I'm saying? I lost the dare. I lost the bet. So the bitch was tall.
Yeah.
The bitch looked good naked. Don't get me wrong. The bitch looked good naked with clothes on.
It.
Man, but clothes on, fuck no. But naked, man, them fucking titties was bling.
Yo, that's what
that pussy,
and that's,
man,
that's
look,
IV.
That pussy was
sometimes,
that pussy was vicious.
The
you
female that
man?
Might not be attractive
but,
in the face got a body of a goddess. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, fuck all that, because I ain't even gonna say the body was good. I'm just saying, I'm talking about the titties and the pussy right now. But I ain't gonna say all that shit. But what I'm gonna say is that in public, I didn't know the bitch. You see what I'm saying?
In public, yeah,
but
you had
in private, but in private, ooh, boy, look, that pussy was so good. Like, bitch,
you just like.
I just seen somebody in shade room, like a dude, now, say that's bait. I was like, wait a minute. I was just looking like, wait a minute. Is that okay?
Is he hitting the bitch, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they fucking on the slick?
I don't know, but he a supposedly straight, hardcore dude and said, that's bae. I was like, that's Young and May. Like, that's a whole nigga. But anyways,
no,
my answer.
I remember the bitch from 5 years ago, though. Like, he probably got the pussy.
No, I'm talking about
you
today.
Never, nah.
There was a video of her today. We ain't talking about 5 years ago. We talking about today. She's sitting down.
Okay.
Mouth full of golds, putting on a motorcycle helmet. And he said, that's bae.
Yeah.
Get the pussy already.
Nah.
Man, okay. So my answer to the question about mediocre sex, and then I'm gonna give you from a female's point of view.
Okay.
Yes, we can. That do we? You know what I'm saying? That's like okay for us. You can have like the best dude. You know what I'm saying? Like he could be cool as fuck. He could be sweet. He could be caring. He could be nurturing. He could be a provider. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could get money together, and the sex is straight mediocre. You know what I'm saying? To garbage. But we would still, you know what I'm saying? We could still deal with him because for us, you know what I'm saying? We emotional creatures. You know, men go by, you know, physical, but we
love.
Like more emotional. So we like, hey, you know, the sex ain't all of that, but, you know, shit, I got toys or, you know, whatever for that. And we would actually deal with them. Like when I was younger, I'd be like, hell no. I passed. The dick was trash. The sex was recommended. You would be double brass. Lil' Kim on there. But now, like, I'm grown and I'm older. You know, it's like you got to think of other things outside of that. Now, granted, we all want the perfect package. Everybody wants the perfect package. But, you know, that's the whole humor of the universe. Like, you can get, you know, a lot of the things, but it ain't going to be everything that you want.
Exactly.
And so you'll really be sitting out trying to wait to get just every single thing that you want and just be bored and lonely. And like I said, I'm living my best life 2020. I still am, you know. I got to make it up to do, okay? I was, like, you know, not having sex from, like, you know, July of 2017,
back
and then, you know, I got pregnant with my son at the end of 17, but, you know, it was like a nice stretch. I hadn't had sex when I got pregnant with my son for like 5-6 months, you know. And then I went into this whole celibacy thing, and, you know, coming out of it, it was rough. And now, you know, 2020, I'm just fucking living my life, okay? Fuck you. So
yeah.
It's one of those things. It's like, you know, I'm just enjoying myself. But I, for one, it's like you meet good people, and they sex be mediocre. And especially for a man, especially for somebody like me, you know, their sex is mediocre to, like, basically, like, ugh. But if that person has all of the right qualities, then that mediocre sex doesn't mean anything. You know, you'll still be ready to go, you know. So, for me, yeah, we can.
Mm.
Yeah. Well. I'm still going to fuck somebody else. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, so... You know, I think sex is a sport, so, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about who you want to participate with. That's how I look at it. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. But, yeah, I guess, yeah, that's a definitely, I guess, thinking back to the question you said, and I didn't answer it, then no, can't be mediocre. There's got to be something about you that I'm attracted to make it good. You know what I'm saying?
Mediocre is not horrible. You know that, right? We didn't say horrible sex.
Well, you know what? When I think of mediocre sex, though, this is the image that comes to my mind. Anybody ever seen a Ray J tape? Because I was like so. You know what I'm saying? When
Kim
Kardashian first.
Yo, you said Ray J. You talking about Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, the Ray J, Kim Kardashian. Like,
man,
that.
I watched this shit like 10 years ago or some shit. I mean,
That's, to me, that's the definition of mediocre right there. That was just a waste of a good body right there. She was just, you see, you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
she was just laying there looking at the camera.
Laying there, like.
They were shooting the porno. I mean,
but
they were smiling in the camera, like, what are you going to do? Yeah.
No, but right,
I mean,
this
was high.
She was trying to make the most of it because I think he already knew where this was about to go. But she was just like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, damn, is that how she really is? It was just a waste of, because she got a nice body. You know what I'm saying? That's just a waste of. So if it's something like that, then I'll just be like, no, I'm good. Like, if I don't see no, all right, I might try.
Mediocre as in, like, boom, like,
average.
She in there and she can't give, or she don't know how to suck dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's garbage. She can't suck dick. You know, then you get in the pussy.
But she might be able to take them back.
You know, the pussy ain't ever wet when you in the motherfucker. And then when you there, she's just like fucking stuffed deer. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, there. And she ain't moaning and she ain't making no noise. And she ain't doing shit. And she's just mediocre. And, you know, like, or she can. She can. Good job. But then that's how you know, because if she's not getting wet, then she probably not turned on. You ain't did
exactly.
It right. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what I'm going to make it turn on.
Realize.
See, everybody.
But see, some men don't understand
like,
that. And Black's
definition
be like,
of mediocre and mine is just two totally different things. Like,
so what's yours? What's yours?
Mine is the definition of mediocre. It's not very fucking good. You know what I'm saying? It's.
Not very good.
Yeah, like,
I just gave you mine.
I can
give a visual for mediocre for me.
I got bitches that fucking pussy will fuck around and drench your bed, but the sex is still mediocre. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just.
But you like the fact
like,
that she's drenching
you
your
got,
bed, though.
You got a pussy, but you just don't know what the fuck you doing with it, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
She's not throwing it back. She's not moving. She's not moaning. She ain't doing that.
But that's
to me. I got bitches that throw it back, but it's still wet. Like, I'm like, look, bitch, after, you know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, you just be like, look.
I ain't never heard
of
that.
I'm like, look, bitch, I'm not even with you for the sex no more. Like, I'm still slashing shit, but I got to go get something else. So like this ain't you're a horrible student, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You be trying, like you know what I'm saying? Cause like some motherfuckers is horrible students. I be like, look, bitch, you need to fuck somebody else again.
That's what I'm trying to say.
My teacher skills ain't working. Like bitch,
go get some dick and come back when you
develop some skills.
Do the shit. Guys gotta be the same way. Females do the shit they like. Yo, like if she had sex with you and she thought this shit was wagging, she wasn't turned on or whatever. If she kind of liked you and she sees some other attributes that you bring to the table, she probably be like, all right, I'm gonna go out on another date with him. I'm gonna give him one more chance. We'll see how it is.
Like,
and
women, yeah, women are so much more humble, right? But the men, for me, it kills me because men, they so arrogant, and they talk so much shit, and they just act like they just doing so much. And they say, like, I'm talking about the shit be mediocre like a motherfucker. And you be like, nigga,
yeah,
all that shit you be talking online and all that shit you be talking on the phone and all that you be doing, and your shit mediocre like a motherfucker. Like, man, humble yourself, grasshopper, because, listen, the old me would speak first and think last, right? And the new me, it's like, you know what, this may hurt your feelings, so regardless of what you did to piss me off, I don't want to do anything to hurt your feelings. It took me a long time to get there. So, but as a woman, you know, we can deal with you and your shit be mediocre, and we'll be like, you know what, it's all good. You know, he probably had a bad night, or, you know, it's probably like that, but guess what, you know, he can't help it. I'll try to help him. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to a man, he'll be like, man, that pussy garbage. You know, just that.
Man,
that,
man,
that,
man,
that,
man.
That. And
the
then they
was
to the side.
Was nice. The old me would work with a bitch. The new me, nah, fuck that. I'm too old for this. Like, bitch, you need to go fuck somebody else. Fuck this. Simple as that. Like, nigga, if you wanted to like me, nigga, you should have hollered at me 20 years ago. Bitch. I'm 20, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm not in it to, you know, hurt nobody's feelings and, you know what I'm saying, go crazy or anything like that. I just want a motherfucker to understand, like, humble yourself, grasshopper.
Nigga, your sex was forgettable.
Yeah. I mean, it's something about the energy, man. Something just about like, the chase and everything, too, man. I think all that shit just adds to it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
and for me, it's like, maybe they had a bad day. Like, I legit had a motherfucker that had been wanting me for a long time.
Oh, wait,
and
hold on, yeah,
he
so,
got up
yeah,
on there, and he didn't even stick his penis in, and he came. So, you know, sometimes it's just a moment.
Oh, so that's what it was. So,
I'm
Black, let's
I'm
keep it, let's keep it 100. So, so, Black, so somebody came through with some whack-ass sex and got you tight.
Now he
no,
had
no, 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 no. This is just a topic. This happened a while ago.
Oh, okay. All right. I feel you. Because, I mean, hey, well, shit do happen, though. I mean, look, I ain't saying that, like, anytime I, you know, hey, so often you might have an off night, but you want to make sure you make it up the next time. Because I done had a, you know, hashtag happily married man, but I done, you know, my younger days, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, like, the shit didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. I'm like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get my best performance, but best believe, when I got that second opportunity, I'm taking all precautions. You know what I'm saying? I'm making sure that nothing goes wrong. So I was always able to avenge a loss, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like a boxer. Like, oh, shit, I took an L. But, all right. You know what I'm saying? I saw what I did wrong. Let me make my adjustments, and next time I'm going to make it right. So that's how I kind of always looked at it, too, as far as the sex tip.
Look, everybody's going to have mediocre sex.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
You every
often,
everybody's
yeah.
going to have mediocre sex, regardless
you
of that.
You
got to
make sure when it's good, though.
You see, okay, when you look at the dictionary, mediocre means ordinary, common, average, indifferent. You see what I'm saying? So everybody's going to experience some fucking mediocre sex. But what I'm saying is, if your sex is habitually,
yeah, always fucked up,
right?
You just don't know what you're
kind of like. If you just got forgettable pussy or forgettable dick, well then, goddamn it, nigga, man, just gonna get amnesia because you already forgot.
Yeah, see, and you know what? This is an interesting topic too, because, to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest, just from my point of view, I don't really remember having mediocre sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every sexual partner I've been with or whatever, it's been memorable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something about it that was like, damn.
Nigga, you remember everybody you fucked?
Somewhat. I mean,
don't.
Not.
I don't.
Somewhat. Not. Sometimes I'll catch a memory like, oh, shit, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just can't come off the top of my head. But then, you know, something might remind you of that. You'd be like, oh, I wonder what's, you know, like, how that was. You
yeah,
just get
but
like
it was
a,
still forgettable.
And then you know when it's good. And then on the opposite end, you know when it's good, because that's when you get them highlights of, like, when you really got it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really had a good night and y'all popped off, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, the next day or the next couple days, you're, like, thinking about it, like, damn, that shit was nice. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So, but yeah, but mediocre. Yeah, Smooth. You know, from what you're saying, if you're somebody just always bad, like I said, with the Kim Kardashian video, if I'm Ray J, I'm like, yo. Or if I'm just her, I forget Ray J. So if it's me and I'm
mediocre,
with Kim Kardashian.
Mediocre don't be bad, though. Just means ordinary.
Well, bad, well, ordinary, though, but it should be good. Like, it shouldn't be, like, if you're going to have sex, to me, it should be good. It shouldn't be mediocre. It should be mediocre every so often, but it should be able to get good is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't. Here's the perfect definition. It shouldn't. Mediocre shouldn't be the height. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't cap off at mediocre. Like, all we do is get to mediocre. We don't get no better. Like, it better be like a stock market grid. We better have some highs.
That's
we might have a low here, but we better have another high. You know what I'm saying? Like, that stock better rise. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Man,
yeah.
So, like, with me, it depends on who I fuck during the day or throughout the week, right? Because everybody has different fucking styles. You see what I'm saying?
True.
Like,
that's
Flo.
A fact.
Like, motherfucking, when I met Black, me and Flo was doing our thing, right? Flo nasty. You see what I'm saying? When it comes down to me and Flo, I don't know if I'm fucking or fighting. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, real shit, either you going to fuck me or you going to fight me? She's like, nah, we going to do both. All right, bitch, keep playing if you want to. You see what I'm saying? So, if I fuck Flo throughout the week, right, and then I fuck another bitch, right, that other bitch text is going to be mediocre only because
you gave all your
shit to Flo. Only because
ahead.
Of the sexual style that I've been doing throughout the fucking week. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you,
but if
you
give me like 2-3 days, right, if you give me 2 or 3 days that mediocre sex, ordinary is no longer ordinary. So, like, all right, okay. You see what I'm saying? So everybody's going to experience some type of mediocrity in their fucking life.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing with Flo, because, like, man, sometimes that bitch, like, she might go a little too far, and then it'll turn into a real fight, like, bah! But now I've got this bitch in the fucking face a little too hard, and I see all days up. I see, there you go. See, that's why you play too much.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but that's a good point you said, though, Smooth. It's about, you know, how women just being different. Like, so the way you have sex with this woman is going to be different from the way you have sex with this woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, body is different. The style is different. Things they like is different. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely
real
shit.
That's the same thing with you, too. Because, like, your life and dislikes changes with the bitches that you fuck with.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole
point.
Yeah,
listen,
point.
But you hit that shit on the head because that's women,
yeah,
too.
Was,
like,
was,
boom,
talking,
you can have
right.
a... You can have a dude come
and
turn that shit out. You know what I'm saying? And you be like, damn, boy, that shit was good as fuck. And then you can follow that shit up with somebody that don't know what the fuck they doing. So then it's like, nigga, no. But if you take that same person that don't know what they doing and you done went on a whole month run with no sex, you know, you might be more catering to it and you might be, you know, help them out a little bit so it don't be as garbage as it probably would be if you just expected him to know what the fuck he was doing. So, same shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Look at it like this. Two of my baby mamas, right?
What's up?
They know how to ride a dick. When I talk about they know how to ride a dick, like, look,
that's what I'm
like
talking
that
about.
Fucking, you can get money off that fucking ride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, look.
They give you a lap dance
like,
and shit. Yeah, I feel you.
But, like, the thing is, one of my baby mamas, you see what I'm saying, her fucking dick riding skills was off the chain. Notice I said was off the chain. It still is off the chain. But it was off the chain because then I fucked around. I fucked another bitch who dick riding skills was just way beyond.
Oh, shit.
Was way beyond
what
I
was experiencing. You thought that shit
right?
was tough until you met her, yeah.
So what used to be good is now mediocre compared to the next bitch. You're like, oh, damn, I done fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been looking at my bitch like, damn, this bottom when this thing should be good as a motherfucker, but unfortunately, I found
nah,
it.
Man.
Look, it's
not
good, but it ain't as good as
like, other men. It's certain women, man, I swear, like, the back shots be just crazy because if they got it. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, face down, ass up, and it's just right there, boom, you can just pat. And then when, you can take, when she can just take it, and then she can throw it back, that's, like, one part. Then, like I said, like you just said, a female that can ride a cock, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you just lay down, she get on top, and boom, 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 and she just put it on you like that. Or then the other female... It's just like them legs to the back. You know what I'm saying? When you just put your hands right in the on the you know the back of the knees,
So, like, they knees is right by their shoulders, and you just pounding that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for me, it's like, it depends on the man. You know what I'm saying? Because,
I'm just sizing it up.
Like,
which one you want?
I'm more comfortable, like, both. If I see my baby daddy, I'm comfortable with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know him. You know, this man take, like, 100 baths a day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never going to go down and smell no musk. So, you know, for him, you know, he can get here every single fucking day, all day. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm comfortable with him. I can tell when I'm giving him mediocre head, though, believe it or not. Like, if I give him head too much, I can feel myself giving him mediocre head.
I got something else to add to this
if
topic, too.
I wait
I got
a day,
something else.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't let
and
me
then come back and give
say.
Some. Huh?
No, I'm saying I got something
if
else
If I come
to
back
add,
and give him some
right?
a day later, if I wait a day, then I'm back at my little top notch. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to do it, right? If my baby daddy, I jump on top of him and ride his dick. But for the most part, I don't ride nobody else's penis. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't finna do all that. You finna work for it. Like, it just all depends on who it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you roll with that person. For me, it's like that. Because I don't suck everybody's penis. Like, I don't care if we
you know
date.
What?
Like,
right.
we
That's
can
a
date.
Good point.
And I was dealing with somebody for like 8 months, and I slept with them one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I liked him. You know what I'm saying? I liked him to the core. But it just wasn't there sexually. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I can say yes. You know, I could deal with somebody mediocre. But for me to go all in, for you to see the freak that you done seen on the TV and X, Y, Z, I got to really be feeling you, and I got to really know you clean, and I got to really be comfortable with you. And I just, you know what I'm saying, that takes time for me to get there. So the one thing that a motherfucker can say, even though I'm not with, you know what I'm saying, my baby daddy or even deal with him at this time, like, He. I'm pretty sure he comfortable enough to know that I ain't turning up with nobody. Now, granted, the nigga with the good penis, right? We talked about him a couple weeks ago. The nigga penis was so good. First time, boom, that shit was A1. Second time, boom, that shit was A1 again. Third time, that shit was A1. I was like, dude, I can't fuck with you. I had to, no, fuck
crazy.
No. Nigga, like, he didn't have not one mediocre moment. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like I was going
to,
if
advantage.
I kept fucking with him, I was going to be too open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For this shit to fail. You know what I'm saying? We weren't on the same page with some shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to back away from that nigga. Like,
that's
no,
good.
Nigga, I thought you was going to at least be mediocre by the second time. Nigga, you come and giving me A1 every time, but you trying to get in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we know, we talk about this. I talk about it all the time. I don't like
what's
head.
Up?
He knows that. But he'll get mad if I don't let him give me head and eat my ass. And he's good at it. So that's even more reason why I'm running from you. Nigga, you not finna have me out here driving around looking for you.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bitch, no, none of that.
That's interesting. So another thing, I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? Since we in a trust tree, we keeping all of it a buck, right? So with me, I told you how I change up my look, like, every season. So now, let my hair grow, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm all about my hair. But, you know, in the past, you know, I would keep, like, a low Caesar, low cut or whatever. And, you know, I've always shaved, like, my underarms and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? For just deodorant, hygiene purposes. But as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, down by my you know what I'm saying, my... What I want to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Dick, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 70s. I always like that 70s close. So I was always like, you know, and for females, like, I always just look at it like, all
right,
if you shave, you don't.
You
whatever,
got whacked
right?
that shit.
Yeah, but look, so check it.
How you
expect
the bitch to suck the balls of hair on it?
Exactly. So, well, you know, I never really had no problem. Nobody really complained and shit. So I was like, all right, but now, yo. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't got my shave right. I'm like, yo, I'm ready for, like, I'm ready to.
You be ready to put that shit in somebody's face. You be like, yeah.
That's right. Don't touch this.
Listen, I was going through my little dry spell and moving and all of that shit. I hadn't shaved. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole fucking Bushwick deal down that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, man, as soon as I cut that shit off, I was ready to put that shit in somebody's face.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. So, I mean, I like it. I like it both ways. I mean, as far as, you know, that for females, like, I'm always just, it's like a mystery. That's another thing. I'm like, I'm wondering how she got it down there. You know what I'm saying? She got a shave. She got a bushy. She got a little hairstyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all get creative and shit. So,
Listen.
But now, now that I'm
going to tell you
now,
this.
Like, yo,
and I put this on my
like
post,
hiccup,
right?
To me.
Like, I post more on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, than anything. You know, Instagram is business, and I barely be on Twitter, whatever, whatnot. But I had posted this the other day, and I said, from my hiatus, so, like, from the middle of 2017 till the beginning of the year, like, you know, celibacy is a great thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not discouraging nobody. It's a great thing, right?
Yeah.
But I noticed that I'm way more into the shit. Like, I feel like I've been missing out on something. You know what I'm saying? Like, before,
well, sometimes you gotta take a break to really, you know,
before
want even
I go years, I'd be like, man, I don't want no head. I don't want nobody to, you know, give me no head. I don't want this. I don't want that. Now, man, shit, what that mouth doing? It just seems like I'm at a whole nother level. After I done took this fucking hiatus and taking these long-ass breaks from sex or whatever, I'm on a whole nother fucking level with this shit now. You know what I'm saying? It used to be things like, I didn't like when a man used to eat my ass. I didn't. And that's being real. But now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Shit. You be like, man, been over. Man, listen, he ain't even got over out of his mouth all the way. I'm already hooked.
Go
ahead. Go. Like, for real. Like, it just seemed like I'm on a whole different page now.
I'm
done came back to the scene, man.
It's not.
But, hey,
so that's
time to get in the real famous chop up.
Yeah, let's get into the world famous. This was a good topic.
Hey, but you got to have my kids. Fuck that. Just fight your ass, nigga. We together forever.
Oh, man. That's what's up. But, yeah, so this is the world famous.
Talk
my shit, you know what I'm saying, get into it. So, I you know, it's kind of like a busy week a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, I got a few things to talk about. So, Smooth, man, first thing, I want to holler at you real quick, bro. Like, so, this whole Democratic thing, man, I thought you said Biden didn't have it sewn up, man. It's like Biden got it now, right? The nomination, right? It's over.
No, it ain't over. What's wrong with you? They got a whole another week. They got other fucking delegates and shit to go. Yeah, it's between Biden and Bernie.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
see, Biden,
Bloomberg, he dropped out.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
What
happened with Biden and fucking Bernie that went straight communist on the motherfucker. Biden, you know what I'm saying?
Socialism.
Bernie start spitting that socialist shit, and then all of a sudden, Elizabeth Warren started to fall into the back. Bloomberg was beating Elizabeth Warren, but when Bloomberg fucked around and said, oh, he was jumping out. Nigga, everybody went to fucking Biden.
Yeah,
nigga,
I kind of
no
saw
different.
It. Seemed like,
that ain't no different than when Ross Perot, remember back in the 90s, it was Ross Perot, and it was
Bill
fucking Bill Clinton.
Clinton.
You see what I'm saying? Remember when Ross Perot jumped out, all the votes went to fucking Clinton. Clinton didn't have a chance in hell until Ross Perot got out. Everybody is backing Biden now. Fucking Kamala Harris came out yesterday talking about she's backing Biden.
And my man Trump is just waiting to see. Trump just sizing Biden up right now. He just sizing him up. He did the same thing with Bloomberg. Bloomberg thought he had some shit for Trump. Trump sized his ass up, knocked him out. Bam. You know what I'm saying?
No,
Biden,
people are just leaving. Motherfucker, they didn't knock Bloomberg out. They didn't knock him out. Let's not get that shit twisted. Motherfucker just decided to say, all right,
okay,
fool.
Okay, but that's equivalent to being knocked out. Like, I mean, obviously, he didn't knock him out physically, but, yeah, like, if he...
No, if a motherfucker be like, all right, man, look, I'm gonna go ahead and let this shit go, then it is what it is. Because when Ross Perot, remember the first time when Ross Perot bowed out, Perot was in the lead. You see what I'm saying? So, like, nigga, like, wait a minute, bitch. What they got on you?
Interesting. Well, like I said, it's interesting, but I'm hearing all these Democrats that were so pro this and so this, now everybody getting a little silent now as far as like the ones who's really like, oh, Trump ain't shit, Trump this. Now they're just like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I'm feeling Biden like that now. So it's just funny.
Like,
people starting to shut
Kamala,
up. Like,
Kamala Harris is talking about, she said she's going to fuck around and she's going to support Biden, but then during the initial fucking two debates and shit, Kamala Harris was the main one attacking Biden.
Yeah, so you just like a
you know what I'm saying?
So that whole shit, I can't wait, man. I mean, I don't know. For the Democratic Party, I've never seen the Democratic Party look so weak this time around. Like it's comical, you know, in a way. But so it's you know, I just, you know, November, I'll definitely cast my vote. You know what I'm saying? But it won't be for the Democrats this time. So yeah, so that's that. So let me see what else we got in the news. So shout out to 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? He was online on social media. He was saying that he's gonna executive produce Pop Smoke's final project. And, you know, I just wanted to say a final rest in peace to Pop Smoke. A couple days ago in Brooklyn, he was laid to rest. And he was, like, right from this area not too far away from me. It's from Canarsie, Brooklyn. And, like, I'm in Flatbush. So it's, like, another kind of, like, district over a little bit. But, you know, just sad. But it was kind of reminiscent of Biggie, you know what I'm saying? He had a horse and carriage, and it was kind of rolling through the streets of Brooklyn or whatever to the, I guess, to the cemetery and all that. So it was just a sad.
That don't
sad,
even
sad,
sound
sad,
like a New York name, though. You know what I'm saying?
What, Canarsie?
Like Pop Smoke. No, Pop Smoke. That don't even sound like a that sound like a down south ass rapper name.
Well,
you
know how
about
it is now. You know, the young, he was 20. They influenced you know, New York, it ain't the New York artists now is not like the New York artists in the 80s and 90s. Now, the New York artists, the young New York artists that's coming up now, you probably wouldn't even know that they was from New York a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, because they so influenced by just, I think that's just how rap music is now. A lot of times with rap music, the younger artists are coming out, you don't even know where they're from. Whereas back in the 90s, they had such a distinct style, you knew somebody was from New York, or you knew somebody was from the West Coast, or you knew somebody was from down south. Now,
I'm talking about nigga name. I don't know his style because I ain't never listened to his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
just sounds stout. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like he's supposed to be a part of rap a lot or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, you know, he was ill, man. He definitely had a wave, man. But, you know, rest in peace. Let me see. Oh, and then that guy, not to jump back on politics, but it's in my notes here. I should have talked about this before I went into the whole 50 Cent thing. But that dude I was trying to say, what was it? I was called Tony, and I think I said Tony Sanders or some shit, mixing him up with Bernie Sanders. It was this guy named Tom Steyer, who was like a billionaire dude. But that's the dude that had brought out Juvenile and performed Back That Ass Up. And it was like him. It was just such a weird thing because you had Juvenile on stage, you had this Tom Steyer dude, and you had, like, I don't know if it was his wife or something. They all just dancing, and it looked so crazy. But anyway, you know, right after that performance, which was like last week, he like bowed out of the race like 2 days later. So it was like, what the fuck's going on? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's that. I just wanted to kind of touch on that. Also, shout outs to Megan Thee Stallion. She was going through it. We was talking about this last week. But she was in kind of like I think she is still in it, but her album was going to be pushed back because they couldn't come to some type of agreement. I guess they did agree to drop her album, but she's still in, like, I think, a financial dispute.
No,
long
that's not
short,
that's not even
gonna,
a full album. That's just some shit she put together
EP.
Just in case.
It's an EP that she dropped, so I didn't get a chance to fully what kind of
digest. It's a project,
it,
not an album.
It's called Sugar. But it's an interesting story because it's kind of like a sports contract. So Megan, she's kind of looking at it like, it's kind of like if you follow sports, I don't know if you know Dak Prescott, he's like a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, but he was drafted like in the fourth round, so he was under like a fourth round contract. He wasn't drafted like a dude who was number one in the draft pick, and you know, they're gonna get a bigger contract because it was coveted. So anyway, I think Megan is very similar. Like, who knew that she was gonna blow up the way she did? You know what I'm saying? So her contract was like some regular type. All right, you know
so
what I'm saying? We're putting you on
a 60-40 split ain't no regular degular. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know the answer.
Nigga, that's not regular, nigga. That's
like
rape.
You
mean to tell me you get 60% of my purse? I only get 40, bitch.
Well, but what I'm saying is to somebody who didn't. What I'm the point is that I'm trying to make is, all right. So she said I didn't know the ins and outs of the contract, but she blew up, and now she's getting pissed off because she's getting some nice checks now. And like you said, if it's 60-40. She given, I don't know, she given that percentage. It's just 40%, that's too much. You know what I'm saying? To you know, is she putting an order
no.
for that other shit?
No, no. 60? She's only getting the 40. You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy. So that's even crazier.
So,
yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, no, don't get me wrong. It is what it
what
is. If you sign a contract, nigga, it's up to
you.
Sign
a contract.
But,
yeah.
But, like, here it is. It's a 60-40 split. You getting 60%, right? But out of my 40%, I still got to pay everybody. You see what I'm saying? I gotta pay producer and everything out of my shit. Now, if it's a 60-40 split and you buy and you paying for all that other shit, then all right, okay, cool. Then
you
I can be like, all right, I can see that. But now you're telling me when it comes down to all my concerts
when it comes down to me going to like a show or some shit, all the checks got to be written to the company's name. It don't come to me first.
Yeah.
Like, no, nigga, that's it, anyway.
So that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, and plus, and she gives some nice checks. So anyway, what's interesting is, you know, because I was reading my notes, and she's under what's the company's name? 1501 Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's got something to do with my man Jay Prince. And, you know, Jay
not
Prince
really.
Is heaviness. Well, somewhat.
Not really.
Well, I mean,
he's just advising the nigga. It ain't
you know,
his company no shit like
cut.
That, but.
Well,
you know, you getting some shit like that, but you just advising. You know what I'm talking about, nigga?
Yeah.
You put that nigga in after the fact.
Yeah, well, you know, so anyway, so, you know, so that he's the name that people know about. You know what I'm saying? They don't know about this 1501. They just know they're affiliated with Jay Prince. You know, for the people out here listening, Jay Prince is a legendary record exec from the South. You know what I'm saying? Rap-A-Lot Records, Ghetto Boys, and UGK. You know, a lot of people that came under that roster. You know what I'm saying? So he's got a lot of clout. Yeah, so he's got a lot of clout. He's like the Don King to me of rap music. So now, but what put the battery in Megan's back to, you know, kind of go against this was the fact that she signed to Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z. So now it's like Jay-Z, Jay Prince, you know what I'm saying? Can they come to some type of agreement where I'm sure if he buys her out of that contract and, you know, signs her over fully to Roc Nation or however they got to do it, that's going to be a big time.
Nigga, Roc Nation is just there. No, Roc Nation there for a managerial
management.
Capacity.
Yeah, management.
That's it.
Exactly.
Now, that ain't no record deal or no bullshit like
that.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, but if she get out of it, because her whole thing is she want to get out of this contract. So if she get out of the contract, look, and like I said, I'm not going to try to act like I'm some. I just analyze the music, so I don't know all the behind the scenes, and the, you know, I'm not in the music business. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just on the outside looking in. But I'm just saying, if Jay-Z works out a way with her management, being that he's managing her through his company, of course she not. I don't think she would sign with them. She's gonna, you know, sign with something. Rock. Jay-Z's got some type of thing that, some type of label that she can sign to if he gets her out of the contract. I'm sure he's not gonna get her out of the contract just so she can sign with somebody else. He's gonna be like, if I'm paying this money to get you out, you coming over to me, you know what I'm saying? So that's just going to be interesting. So the fact that she's from Houston and, you know, Jay Prince is from Houston, Beyonce from Houston, it's an interesting kind of story to kind of keep my eye to. So, you know, I'll keep you posted as it unfolds. And, you know, I did listen to the one single that she got from the Sugar Project, which is the Megan Project, and that's B-I-T-C-H. And it was kind of ill because she basically redid the Tupac version. It was Tupac. He had a version called, you know, I'd Rather Be a N-I-G-G-A from the All Eyes on Me album, but she just flipped it to I'd Rather Be a B-I-T-C-H. So it's kind of ill. It's got the same beat and everything. So shout out to Megan. A couple of interviews with her. She was on, like, First Take, you know what I'm saying? So that was pretty big for her. She was on, you know, was talking to Stephen A. about it. And then, you know, they was asking her who was her influence. You know what I'm saying? I think Stephen A was like, yo, I'm old school, so, you know, I'm from Queens, so I love the female rappers, was MC Light, Queen Latifah, and she was like, so who's your influences? And she was saying that her mother used to rap, and her mother put her on a UGK, and then she said once she started listening to UGK, Pimp C became her favorite rapper, and then she always loved Biggie too. So she said, you know, those are the two main influences for her music is Pimp C and Biggie. And I was like, fuck, those are like two of my favorites. So that just made me, you know, more of a fan of Megan. So shout out to her, man. She's definitely doing her thing. Hopefully she can get, you know, the contract and everything situated because, you know, she definitely came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So shout out. Also, I got to shout out this. The album has got me, because basically Megan dropped that out, that project. Jadakiss dropped a project too, and you know, shout out to Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying, Yonkers, New York, you know what I'm saying, part of the Lox, definitely, you know, legendary career, you know what I'm saying, but his new project, it's all right, you know what I'm saying, it's what I expect from Jadakiss, it's nothing like, this guy just had me open, but you know, it's consistent, but the one project that came out this past week that I'm feeling, I got to shout out my man, Little Uzi Vert, and it's called Eternal A Take, and first, you know what I'm saying? I saw it. I was like, all right. I wonder what he's talking. You know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of like on my Jadakiss. I was listening to that, and I was gonna listen to the Megan, but then I started listening to the Little Uzi, and I gotta give it up to him, man. It's a new wave, but it's complex, man. I dig it. That's like my favorite shit right now, as far as the albums. And I like the album art. You know what I'm saying? I'm always on my
You know what I'm saying?
Once you walk around with a purse on, my nigga, I don't give a fuck if your music good or not.
Hey,
fuck you.
I'm not wearing a purse. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't get down with cross
purses. This shit is hot, man. But shout out to a little Uzi. You know what I'm saying? Eternal a take is what
shout
it's
out for. To that
purse. You know what I'm saying? I definitely give it a thumbs up, man. Dope album, man. Shout out to that. Let me see who else we got. And you know what? It's interesting too. Talking about music, the females is really represented now. Like it's almost they like the guys now. Like females can really just have a playlist of all females and they can just really rock out. You know, like so. You know, you got Megan. You know, of course you had Nicki and you know Cardi and now Doja Cat. I'm hearing a lot of buzz from her. You know, she's got this one song called Rules. It's kind of blowing up. You know what I'm saying? So I know. Just talking to a lot of females up here, and she's from the West Coast, but she's getting a lot of burn. So it's just interesting how, like, the females has really got a wave, you know what I'm saying? City girls, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of just female talent now that the females can just, like, you know, have a playlist of just all rappers that they just rock with. So I just thought that's kind of interesting. Something else that we got in the news as I get into the sports report is shout-out to Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying? So Spike Lee, legendary Brooklyn director, probably one of my favorite directors, even though, you know, a lot of his newer stuff I haven't been a fan of the way I was for his older stuff. But Spike Lee, you know, he's always been an avid Knicks fan, and he had a situation at the Garden in Manhattan the other day. So basically, long story short, I guess Spike Lee was so used to just going in a certain part of the building in Madison Square Garden, which is like the employee entrance. And this time last week, they shut that down. Like, he only could come, you know, because obviously he don't have to go into, like, the regular place. But it was like, no, Spike, you can't come into this part no more. You got to go through, we got some new VIP shit you can go through, but you can't go through the employee entrance. So anyway, Spike Lee made a big deal of it. Like, I've been going this way for almost 20 to 30 years. Like, why change it now? And blah, 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 blah. And then so I guess the security started coming, and then, you know, it went viral. He said, oh, y'all going to do me like Charles Oakley? And so, you know, the Knicks, they just been fucking up. You know what I'm saying? They just been like a legendary franchise that hasn't been able to, you know, just get right. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short, I think this was like a plea on Spike Lee to just give him like an out to really just start rooting for the Brooklyn Nets. So, to me, I think Spike Lee played it up. He could have, obviously, Spike Lee, they respect you. They want you to come to the games. But at the end of the day, this is not your arena. You know what I'm saying? If they're saying, like, all right, now we have all the celebrities. We used to let y'all come through the employee entrance. But now we got a new VIP section. Can you just please abide by the rules? You still coming to this venue. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still got to abide by the rules. They're telling you got to, you know, go a certain place. So I'm like, all right, Spike, I think you made a little bit more than what it was. But to me, it was
shit.
Out and like,
nigga,
28
fucking years? Fuck all that. Nigga, I'm going to keep going the way I've been coming. If not, fuck you. Nigga,
well,
matter of fact, the fact that you called security on me, bitch, and I done spent over $1 million, I done spent over $1 million every fucking year.
And I'm not advocating for James Dolan because he's a jerk, and that's why the Knicks is. But
and
at
that's
the
why
same time.
With. It's the principles in the matter.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
fucking
true,
with me.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
I guarantee you, you see what I'm saying? If it was somebody else, they would have let him still go to the fucking employee.
I can't see that. No. This is Spike Lee, though. This is Spike
Lee. I'm going
by the
color.
Like the number one Knicks fan.
Nah, I'm going by the fucking color.
I think that's overrated as far as that part.
I'm going by the color.
Sometimes, yes, but not in this case. I think that's how it was.
Motherfucker, let me ask you a question. All right, since you see, I don't fuck with basketball. I don't fuck with the sports like that no more. But at the same time, right? So you went after Spike, but y'all been fucking with him, but y'all still been letting him go. You see what I'm saying? You went after fucking Oakley. What was the reason why you went after Oakley again?
Look, that shit was fucked up. Look, I'm not advocating for the Knicks.
Now that Oakley shit,
Dolan,
nigga, you still ain't
Oakley
still
shit
ain't
was
got
totally
no
wrong.
Excuse for that. You still ain't got no excuse for the Oakley shit.
And that's my Cleveland guy right there. Of course, yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as Spike, to me, I think Spike kind of like. Dude, like, I mean, it was like an entitlement thing, and not to say that you're like, I see what you're saying. Like, I've been doing it. You agree with Spike. You're like, I've been coming this way for 28 years. That's it. But at the end of the day, you don't own it. So somebody, like, if it's something that you don't own, like, if this is your shit, then, of course, you can do what you want. But if you don't own it, I don't care who you is, you got to abide by the rules. It's just that easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't want you to come in this entrance. Can you please come in this other entrance, and you can still go to your normal seat?
Well,
no, motherfucker. The only reason why you fucking with it is because I'm doing it. So no, bitch, I'm staying my same fucking entrance.
Matter of fact,
yeah. I've been doing this shit way before you was a fucking owner, bitch.
Yeah, look, I'm not keeping up with James Dolan. He's a jerk. His pops built everything, and it was given to him. So he's been fucking the Knicks up. You know, ever since he took over the Knicks, has been shit. You know what I'm saying? But you see,
the thing is, right?
What's up?
Look at it like this.
What's up?
Spike Lee been doing it, right?
Yeah.
But your boy been feeling a certain type of way about it. He just ain't had the power to fuck with him until, you know what I'm saying? But, like, now that it's all completely in his control, motherfucker, now he's starting to do shit he been wanting to do.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
He been wanting to fuck with the nigga for 28 years. But, like, now, he finally dropping his nuts. Like, fuck it.
But, all right. Yeah, like, yeah. That's probably what it is. But at the same time, you got to look at it like this. Spike will probably feel some type of way because he's been associated with the Knicks franchise for so long as, like, a super fan. Every Knicks highlight you see of the 90s, you know, Spike was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mike did that.
All that
yeah,
upset, right?
Spike did that bit.
So, exactly. But here, look at this. I'm just here, you know, I'm telling you firsthand information. You got the Brooklyn Nets now. And, you know, the Brooklyn Nets are starting to pop off. And, you know, more than Spike reps the Knicks, he reps Brooklyn to the fullest. So it was like a conflict of interest. Like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? This is a franchise I've been, you know, following since I was a kid. And now, you know, I would have never thought that my borough where I come from, they would have a basketball team, and now they got one. So now if I just come to a Brooklyn game, now they're going to be looking at me kind of like, oh, all right, Spike, you switching up.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking at me suspect. So now it's getting the first
perfect
out.
I don't really see the dude doing that shit. I don't think so. I don't see Spike Lee going to no fucking Brooklyn Nets game and sitting on the floor.
Watch.
You know what I'm talking
about?
I can't see it.
We gonna come back.
Like
for one, they about to have Kyrie Irving.
Like
Kyrie.
I don't even watch basketball no more, but I just can't see it for the simple fact. Like, man, it'll be like sacrilegious. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm
like,
trying
I'd rather,
to say.
I'd rather Spike Lee just, like, not watch it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it.
So that's why this is perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because you just said it. Like, oh, it would just look weird. Now you hopping on the bandwagon of the Nets. And we always knew he was a Knicks fan. So now he needed this to kind of, like, now he got to see, oh, fuck Dolan, fuck the Knicks. They on some bullshit. That's why I'm coming to Brooklyn. Y'all made me want to root for Brooklyn, even though he kind of lightweight probably wanted to in the anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes sense. Do you from Brooklyn? Like, so, and now we got a Brooklyn team, so you don't have to go to Manhattan no more. You could just come to Brooklyn, like where you from, and watch the game. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah,
it's going to be interesting. But I guarantee with Kevin Durant coming back next year, Kyrie getting healthy, and they just fired their coach.
I still can't believe motherfucker paid all that money for a cripple.
For what? For a cripple.
Yeah.
Like cripple with their kids. A Hall of Famer, though.
Right,
watch.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
But that don't mean nothing. Like, that's like Michael Jordan. Like, motherfucker, I ain't about to pay all that money for Michael Jordan when it got to the point where Tom to retire. Like, yeah, you
yeah,
a Hall
man.
Of Famer and shit, but you injured. Man, you got to prove to me that you're going to come back with some shit. Nobody has ever came back from that injury the same again. You was a cripple.
Yeah. But he's not like here's the difference with Kevin Durant. Like he's not like a guy that's gonna overpower you physically, dunking on you, and you know he's just to the hole and you know what I'm saying, like a Michael, like you know like he doesn't rely on that. He's a shooter. You know what I'm saying? So even with that injury, he ain't gonna lose that touch that he got to shoot. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think he gonna be good. It's not like he's trying to take you to the hole and dunk you.
90 seconds, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm gonna say my goodbyes. Y'all finish it up.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. And we do this every single Sunday, same time, same spot, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mo Benz, take it away.
Yeah, so that's what's up. I just want to tell everybody, definitely follow the Twitter feed for the show. It's Real Adult Talk, Talking So, TAWK. As soon as the broadcast, as soon as, you know, we finish up here, we're going to Black going to tweet it out, and I'm going to retweet it through there. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend, Lord, want to listen. definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's always just turn up on that. But if you just want to follow my regular page, Mo Benz, on Twitter, and then also the handle for Instagram, if you want to put a face with the voice, that's Mo Benz on IG. And also, too, I know I've been saying this, but I had a lot of shit going on, but we definitely get some more interviews up in here. Black was just saying, you know, somebody asked about the porn segment and shit like that. I need to get that shit popping again. Yeah, so we need to get that shit popping again. You know what I'm saying? Get some more adult, you know, actresses.
Some hoes.
So get some hoes. So I'm gonna, you know, see what's up. See if I can reach out to some people that I've been kind of checking for. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you know, we, you know, big things. Just keep listening. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep bringing it to you live and uncut and raw every Sunday. So shout out to Smooth for calling in on the check in.
What that mouth do,
Black, for the shout out to Black for the topic. No to mediocre sex, and you know, always turn up and keep it sexy. And you know, we'll see everybody next week. All right, peace.
Thank you.